Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to take anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
You know, my mother, a long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good
today. Welcome to a very special edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and I'm so glad that you all could join us today. Questioned about their abilities and discriminated because of the color of their skin, the Tuskegee Airmen, the 332nd Fighter Group, more than proved themselves on combat missions in Sicily and Italy and escorting bombers during combat missions in Europe during World War II. Right now, I have the privilege of going to Hillsborough, Alabama, and talking to Mr. Leon Creighton. And Mr. Creighton says that he considers himself one of the later generations of the Tuskegee Airmen. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Mr. Leon.
Thank you, Mark.
And happy 87th birthday.
Thank you.
I understand that you were a Boy Scout when you were younger, and that was of interest to you.
Having been associated with the Boy Scout led to my retirement from the Air Force, totaling 31 years. It was an honor to be a Boy Scout, and from there through my retirement, I'm just so glad to be an American and defend my country.
When we go back to that time period, and you had your uncle George Oliver, who was an influence for you, who are some other people that influenced you as a young person?
Well, to be thankful, it would be my Sabbath school teacher way back when I was in church. And still going to church, he taught me so much about life. And as I led to go to Tuskegee after Uncle George graduated there, he said, you're going to go to Tuskegee if you don't stand but one semester. And he was very serious about it. And I probably made him happy, the fact that I did attend my freshman year there. And that led me up to 31 years retired from the Air Force, and the Boy Scouts led me into being with the Air Force, and as an instructor in personnel management, it was just a joy to see young airmen coming in and adhering to good procedures and good conduct.
So 12 years earlier in 1941, the first group of Tuskegee Airmen were serving. And then you were actually in Decatur in 1953, graduating from high school. Is that correct?
That is correct. Graduated in 1953, and I received a scholarship to attend Tuskegee, a one-year scholarship, and I gave it my very best for that 1 year because I knew it was limited. But that led to my 31 years of honoring being in the Air Force.
How did it make you feel, and how did it make your loved ones feel for you to earn that scholarship, to have that chance to go to Tuskegee? You alluded to your uncle, and so I know he must have been very proud of you as well to have that opportunity.
Yes, he really was. He was really my second dad, and because he was an automotive mechanic, and he graduated from Tuskegee as a mechanic, and he said that I had to go to Tuskegee if I only spent one semester. The Lord allowed me to achieve that goal. From that point on, here I am. The Lord has allowed me to see 87 years of living. and I give it my very best. May I share with you the four things that I learned as a ROTC cadet at Tuskegee?
Absolutely.
Okay, number one, I learned to say, yes, sir, no, sir, no excuse, sir. Finally, mission accomplished, sir. Those four things led me throughout my entire career associated with the Air Force and the Tuskegee Airmen.
And you served in 1955, 1959 during the Korean War?
Yes. All of my studies in Air Force, it was Loring Air Force Base, Maine. And I left Loring Air Force Base, Maine to Japan. And from Japan back to California. And continued with Shelford Air Force Base, Michigan. And it was a grand day when I was able to retire, and I dedicated 31 years of work. You don't find very many people having been retired the number of years that they worked.
I believe that you have probably been an encouragement and an inspiration to not just your son, Randy, who's sitting beside you right now, but many other young people who you've shared your story with.
Yes. As a matter of fact, in personnel, we had a requirement to follow the Equal Employment Opportunity regs and regulations, and we were able to hire minimum age 16 through graduation, and we hired those students through the employment system, and they were paid minimum wage, and those students went on to do great things in other areas of their careers. They would work during the summer months when school was out, and they made the minimum wage, and those individuals have gone on to be productive citizens in our environment.
If it's okay with you, Mr. Leon, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, I want you to share some of your experiences, because I'm listening to you right now, and I can tell that you explaining about how yesterday was great and today's even better and today's your 87th birthday, I can tell that you're a guy who likes to encourage people. And I think that there's probably some messages that we can share in the next segment if you'll stick with me.
Surely, surely.
Great. Folks, right now we're helping to celebrate Mr. Leon Creighton's 87th birthday in Hillsboro, Alabama. His son Randy has connected us. He's on the line with me right now. Mr. Leon at 87 years old. He is part of the Tuskegee Airmen tradition, and I'm so glad to have him on the line with me right now. I hope that you'll stick with us. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Cullman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play, daddy knows he.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm very excited to have Mr. Leon Creighton on the line. We are celebrating his birthday. I believe they picked up a beautiful cake at Publix in Athens, Alabama. His son Randy is with him in the vehicle as they're talking to me. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Mr. Leon Creighton.
Thank you, Mark.
It is a wonderful pleasure. It's an honor to have you on my show today on this special day to take time out of your day. I just can't express how appreciative I am for you to take a few minutes with me to share with our listeners your experience through Tuskegee, your experience as a service member, and to be able to share with others this message today of encouragement and inspiration from your life of 87 years.
Thank you, Mark.
You woke up this morning, you knew you turned 87, you have your family that you're with to celebrate. How does it make you feel right now to think about the blessings of this life, the things that have happened to you through this life, looking around the rewarding experience of that, the blessings that you have?
Well, my grandfather was a Baptist minister, and his children were very active in the church, and they shared that with me, and I continued in the Baptist church. However, later on, I converted to Seventh-day Adventist, and I became an instructor in Sabbath school. And one of the things I shared with my students was this: when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change when you put God first. And I insisted that they would adhere to that little saying that I shared with them every time we met. And today, some of those students will come around and they will remember the fact that they should put God first in all that they do. That taught me a lesson that I should teach my children, and I gave it my best for them also.
Speaking of your children, I have mentioned Randy a couple of times through this show, yet to talk to him. But Randy, how do you feel about your father? Here you are sitting next to him on his 87th birthday. What kind of man is your dad?
Well, Mark, thanks for having us. This is a blessing to be able to share this kind of treat with my dad on his birthday. It's been something of a real treat to be able to be back home in North Alabama. I just recently moved from San Diego, California with my wife and daughter a few months ago, and we got the chance to stay at home with my mother and father out here in Hillsboro before we moved out to Athens. I just realized that, you know, since I've been home, I've been spending time with my parents, and I've been learning a lot of things in the last few months because of the time that I've been able to spend with them, and it's just been an eye-opening experience. It's been sort of a funny trip being the son of Leon Creighton. You would think that somebody of his caliber, being a GS-13 and a Tuskegee Airman all these years, he'd be the kind of guy to wear his heart on his sleeve and brag about everything he's done, because he's done some great things. But the truth be the matter, I didn't even know my dad was a Tuskegee Airman until right after I graduated out of high school and I started school at Alabama A&M. And that's when he started to be really, really, really active. And, you know, I looked up, and next thing you know, he was doing speeches at churches and in high schools all over the Decatur area. He was just so happy to be back home because he'd been gone so long. And, you know, every time I go somewhere, somebody would be like, "Oh, wow, that's Creighton's son. And this and that. He's a Tuskegee Airman." And, you know, and that was right. And I was like, "Huh? What?" You know, it was funny. It was timely because it was right around the time when they just started honoring the airmen a lot with a lot of the movies that were coming out in the 90s, in the early and mid-90s. The Red Tail movies were a big thing. I think it was probably Dad's 78th or 79th birthday that we went on a family field trip down to Tuskegee University. He took us all, my older two brothers and their wives and kids, and my wife, and my daughter was young at that time. She was about 3, Maya. Rhonda and Maya were just wide-eyed, just like I was. You know, after we saw all of the planes and all of the hangars that they were dedicating to the Tuskegee Airmen at that time. I've been on campus once or twice before, but this time was a big event because they had reconstructed the two hangars that the original Tuskegee Airmen trained out of. And they were on a ribbon cutting ceremony, and they were opening up both the hangars and the theaters that they had built inside of it to show one of the new movies that were releasing. And this was just something that was just an awe-inspiring moment for me and my brothers and everyone else that was there to celebrate. And it was really shocking to know that I was sitting on this gem of a dad all this time. I knew he was special. I knew he had something in him that was different, but he just never did brag about it. I think he waited for his second wind to come home to just spread his wings, I guess you could say. And he's been really, really, really active since then. You know, in more than one way. Dad, you know, he started taking care of himself a lot better. He's going to the gym, working out 3 days a week. And I was like, he never worked out a day in his life when we were in Detroit. But he came to the country and he just opened up. So those are some of the things that, you know, that was surprising and that I'm very grateful to be able to be around my parents. I surprised him this morning. He got a knock on his door this morning from Badcock Furniture, and they delivered him a brand new recliner chair. So he's got him a nice little lift chair to get him in and out of his TV room, and we're here with a cake and some dinner with him to finish off the day. And he's just over the moon. And we got him an exercise bike set up 2 weeks ago, and he's just been in there pelleting away because he's not able to go to the gym anymore because of the COVID situation we have. You know, this is a blessing to be able to share this with you, Mark, on your station, and it's just a godsend that you're able to be connected with me. And I just really appreciate you reaching out to us.
Well, my special friend Tina Kilgo connected us. And of course, as we said earlier, you have a birthday cake for your dad there. I'm connected with veterans across North Alabama, and I've had the opportunity to get to know Korean War veterans and also World War II veterans and our Vietnam veterans. And it's always an honor and a pleasure to be able to talk to people like Mr. Leon and hear their story and what they've done through their life, because I think it sets a good example for all of us to think about, okay, if I live to be 87 years old, and we're all going to make mistakes, but what did we do as a resolution to those mistakes? What did we do to solve those mistakes so that we can look back and say, yes, I made a mistake, or I did something that I wasn't necessarily proud of, but here's what I did to make it better. Listening to Mr. Leon and looking at his children and the family and his service to our country, it sounds like Mr. Leon lived a very good life, and here we are at 87 years old today.
Right, right. And with the cake from Miss Tina to celebrate it, saying happy birthday, Papa.
Mark?
Yes, sir.
May I share something with you as you bring your program to a close?
Please do.
You are a communicator, okay? Thousands of people listen to you as you perform. May I share this with you?
Yes, sir.
Give it your best. Never rest until your better becomes your best when you put God first. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mr. Leon, and happy birthday to you. And we're going to celebrate with you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Mr. Leon and Randy, thank you so much for joining me here on the Mark White Show from Hillsborough, Alabama. Thank you for your service, Mr. Leon. We appreciate you. We wish you the best. And I hope tomorrow is even better than today, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. White.
Yes, sir. Folks, we've been talking to Leon Creighton and his son Randy here on the Mark White Show today. I hope you've enjoyed these two segments. We're here to make a difference and recognize difference makers in our communities. And there's one right there, Mr. Leon Creighton in Hillsborough, Alabama, 87 years old today. We celebrate with him. I hope that you will share this show with your friends. Share this positive message from Mr. Leon. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube. We're here to make a difference. If you have a story you would like to share with me, send it via email to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Mm.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. They
He's a my kind of